الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس قد جاءتكم موعظة من ربكم وشفاء لما في الصدور وهدى ورحمة للمؤمنين. قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرحوا هو خير مما يجمعون. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. We just briefly translate the ayat again. We discussed it yesterday. And the Quran Sharif, just the mere Arabic recitation, has got so much in it. And then the translation also, it is filled with meaning. Allah Ta'ala opened the Quran, the meaning, the deeper meaning to us. As ulama have written, the Quran has got an outward meaning and an inward meaning. Outward meaning, generally, ulama reach there. But the inward meaning, it is only few people are blessed. May Allah make us amongst them to get the real inward meaning. And there is no limit and no end and no joy and pleasure that can match it. So Allah Ta'ala says, addressing all of mankind, Ya ayyuhan nas, qad ja'atkum maw'idhatum min rabbikum. A maw'idha, a wa'az, a lecturer has come to you from your Rabb. Maw'idhatum min rabbikum, wa shifa'ul lima fi sudur. It is a maw'idha, a wa'az, a nasiha. And that is a great, great ni'mat. It is a balm for the heart, a maw'idha. And it is shifa lima fi sudur. It is a cure for what is in the bosom, that is for the heart. All the diseases which are really to do with spiritual diseases. That is the main thing. And the Quran Sharif is a cure for that. The root cure for the root causes. وَهُدًا وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And it is particularly a source of great hidayat. And it is a source for hudo wa rahmatul, and mercy for the believers, those who take advantage. It is for everyone, but those who take advantage from it, great, great benefits there for those people. Hudo wa rahmatul lil mu'mineen. Qul bi fadlillah. All this is only by the fadl of Allah. Allah, His kindness, fadl is that which is given in exchange for nothing. You give money, you buy goods, but you get something. Some shopkeepers, for little children, when they buy, they give them what they, but then they give them one sweet extra. Just for nothing, they give it extra. So that is fadl. This is the fadl of Allah that He gave it to us. It's not our birthright. We are not entitled to it. It is the fadl of Allah. قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. By this, the Quran Sharif, we should show our joy, express our gratitude. And the manner of that is to relate to the Quran Sharif. How much we read it, not only in the month of Ramadan, particularly in the month of Ramadan, but throughout the year, all the time. Not only at night, whom Allah gives tawfiq in tahajjud, but even in the day. All the time, Quran Sharif should be our biggest wazifa. The biggest wazifa a person can have to read is Quran Sharif. So it should be with us all the time. فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. The Quran is better. خَيْرٌ. It is a tanween. And Arabic grammar rules that in that there is no limit how much better it is. We cannot imagine. It signifies an unlimited amount of goodness. Of all that what you acquire, you make jama, you collect it, no matter what that may be and how much you collect, whether it is your money, whether it's your properties, whether it's your degrees, whether it's your any other knowledge, even dini knowledge, whatever, Quran Sharif is the greatest thing. So we should devote ourselves. Abu Abdurrahman Sulami rahmatullah alayh was a great tabi'. And he was in the time of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, most probably. He was a great, great muhaddith, who in our times we will say is a Shaykhul Hadith. he's a mukhassis, a person who specializes in hadith. Very, very great. But his whole life he devoted it only to teach children the Quran Sharif. And he said this, the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَأَوْ عَلَّمَهُ. The best amongst you is he who learns the Quran and or teaches the Quran Sharif. So he said, when that is the best, why must I engage in anything else? The greatest thing is the Quran Sharif. Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, whenever he should visit a madrasa, he came by us also, we had the good fortune, Hazrat visited us, he should go and see the Darul Hadith, and how it is. Then he should go to the Darul Quran, where Hibs is taught to the little children. And mostly the system is our thinking which is warped. Even in our madrasas, in our deen institutions, we have got warped thinking. That Hazrat used to say that the system that warped thinking is that whenever we want to change carpets, for example, in the classrooms, we want to buy new desks, etc., we always consider that for the Darul Hadith. The Darul Hadith must be very, very nice. And like today the people also, they want to, all are interested in interior decorating, whether it's your bedroom, whether it's your lounge, whether it's your office, and make it very, very beautiful and up to date, the finest things. The real interior decorating is the month of Ramadan. But we must, our interior, we must decorate it. This is the time. So anyway, so the Darul Hadith, they try and have the best. And what they take out from there, what is now second hand, used carpets, old and broken desks, they will go and put that in the Quran class, in the Hifz class, where little children are learning. So Maulana should say this is totally warped, opposite, upside down thinking. That the best must be the Hifz class. That is where Quran Sharif is being taught. Hadith, great, very, very great. But it's not above Quran Sharif. Hadith is after Quran Sharif. So this should be the greatest thing. So Allah give us to understand that خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. Of whatever else, how much you acquire, Quran Sharif is the best. So Abu Abdurrahman Sulaymi Rahmatullah Ali, he devoted his whole life only to teaching the Quran Sharif. May Allah give us to understand this also. So the Quran Sharif is a very great kitab Allah has given us, and if it can sit in our hearts in this Ramadan forever, not only for this Ramadan but for life, that the Quran Sharif is the greatest kitab, and that we devote ourselves accordingly to the Quran Sharif, and we fulfill all the rites of the Quran Sharif. Here we will read, we'll just see that there are so many, what great benefits the Quran Sharif has got. Today, we had Fadail Amal Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh, and it is commonly accepted that the best is all of us. We should try and understand it, read it, understand it in the Urdu language. Then the real one is the utensil, the vessel we get. And one is the contents of it. So even in Jamaat work or even becoming an alim, till we don't do it in the Urdu language, we will get the outside vessel. But the essence of it, what it is, that we will only get from the Urdu. It is very, very important because the language is a means of communication. When we communicate with one another, we communicate with language. And to communicate with our elders, we need the Urdu language. And why we have to communicate? They've got the deen in the essence of deen, which is coming down from Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to the Sahaba, and right down it's coming. So that we can get only from our elders. We can't connect with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam directly, with the Sahaba directly. Allah has made the chain, and Allah will keep it till Qiyamah, till forever. And now also it's present. So that we can get if we connect with our elders. And the way to connect is with language. So we have to, that we will get the essence. Like that we'll get the outward knowledge, we'll be practicing, we'll do everything. But that inner feeling, that inner connection, that we can only get when we connect with our elders. And we can only connect with them is when we have the Urdu language. Then it was in the English language that was also still good enough, alhamdulillah. But now we got the abridged, and so much things are left out in the abridged form. So we have to try it and also learn from here anything. Many people say it's a small thing. It's just one small thing. But small things make big things. You one thing we give up, then we give up many more things. And then we do, very soon we don't know where we are from where we were supposed to be. We are in a complete opposite direction where we just gave up one thing. Then eventually we see we are completely in the opposite direction. May Allah give us the proper understanding, inshallah. So, it is one hadith, one who recites the Quran and acts upon it. This is a very important thing which generally we also overlook. Now, at the time of Hifz Khatam Jalsas, a lot of bayans are given, very beneficial bayans. But this part is generally overlooked. All the virtues of teaching the Quran, of learning the Quran, the sacrifices of the parents, the ustad, everything is mentioned. But this part, which is seems to be a small condition, but on it hinges everything. Who acts upon it? There is a condition. If we don't act, we can get all the knowledge of Quran, teaching whole life also Quran Sharif. But if we don't emphasize the acting on the Quran, then all their virtues, the hadith is what the condition this hadith, who acts upon it. A person who recites the Quran, only reading of the Quran Sharif, will be, and he acts upon it, will be made to wear a crown woven with noor. He will be given a crown that will be woven with noor. And his parents will be made to wear garments which will be more valuable than the entire world. The whole world's money won't be able to buy those garments which the parents will be given. They will say, "Oh Allah, what is it that we have been given these garments for?" In lieu of the reading of Quran by your child, it will be the reply. Not the child who becomes a hafiz, that the virtues are separate. Very, just the reading. And all of us are children. Today, I am alhamdulillah by Allah's fadl, a father also, grandfather also, great-grandfather also, but I'm still my parents' child. And I'm still their child. So all of us are children, though we are today like old people, very old people also. But we are still children of our parents. So when we will read Quran Sharif, this will be given to our parents. What an opportunity for us to read Quran Sharif. And this is still, as I said, not the hifz, but with the condition and acts upon it. Wa amila bima fi. That is the condition. Whoever teaches the reading of the Quran to his son without memorizing it, just the teaching, nazra, whether you teach it yourself, you send him to a maktab, you have arranged that my child must learn to read Quran Sharif. Not hifz, it's emphasized, not the memorizing. That virtue is even more greater, just the, to be able to read. All his sons, the parents, whether previous or subsequent, even future, all this, just for sending your child to go and learn, to read, how to learn how to read the Quran Sharif, well, all those sins will be forgiven, all. And whoever makes his child memorize the Quran Sharif, who now, they further now become hafiz, will be raised on the day of Qiyamah in the semblance of the full moon. So much of noor, pleasant, cool, calm, light, great position. And his son will be asked to start reciting. And for every ayat read by the child, the status of the parent will be raised to the next higher grade in Jannah, all the time. till the recitation of the Quran is completed. So great virtues. It is reported in Tafsir Kabir of Imam Fakhruddin Razi Rahmatullah Ali that on one occasion, Isa Ali Salatu Wasalam was going for some work of his. He passed by a qabr. And Allah gave him kashf, opened the condition of the qabr, the occupant of the qabr. And he saw that he was in flames. He was in fire, wrapped in flames, plot of azab. He went on, he completed whatever his mission was, he was returning, he passed by the same qabr again. Again Allah gave him kashf and he could see the condition. But now he saw the person in great, great enjoyment in the gardens of Jannah, all the enjoyments he's having. So he turned to Allah Ta'ala, Bari Ta'ala, a few hours ago, I went past and he was in Jahannam. So much of azab. And now I see that he is completely opposite. His body also is again all, after all the burn and that, his body is made right again, everything. And he's enjoying now. So Allah Ta'ala said, O Isa, when he passed away, he was a very big sinner, a lot of sin. So I was punishing him for his sin. But he left his wife expecting his child. After whatever, 7, 8 months, 5 months, whatever period the child was born, the mother brought him up nicely according to deen. And when the child was ready to go to the maktab, just to go and start reading Quran Sharif Nazra, maybe 5 years, 6 years old, whatever. So the ustad only told the child, so much till, my child, read, start now, you are starting. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. And when the child read that, Allah said that, فَاسْتَحْيَيْتُ I became ashamed that, أُعَذِّبُ عَبْدِي فِي بَطْنِ الْأَرْضِ I'm punishing my banda in the inside of the earth, the grave, the stomach of the earth. وَوَلَدُهُ يَذْكُرُ إِسْمِي عَلَى وَجْهِ الْأَرْضِ And his child is taking my name and the great names of Allah, which comprises all the names of Allah. Not only 99 names Allah has got, much more than that. In one hadith, 99 names have come together. But Allah's names are much more than that. So, Allah. And then two very special qualities, names of mine. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. When his little child is saying this, how can I punish him? So I changed it immediately. And Allah's Qudrat is above everything. From Jahannam to Jannah. From his body burned to charcoal. Nothing left. Allah made his body beautiful again. More better than it was before. So this is all the Quran Sharif. And ulama have written, when the child starts reading, and the ustad tells him, read Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Three categories of people are forgiven. The children are forgiven who read. The ustads are forgiven for teaching. The parents are forgiven. The parents may be, yeah, the one parent father was in the qabr. The mother will be busy in her work, whatever she's doing. She doesn't even know that at this moment the ustad is telling my child, read Bismillah ar-Rahman. But all her sons are forgiven. And previous and subsequent, Allah forgives also. So this is the great treasure of Quran Sharif. Make this Ramadan our doorway to Quran Sharif. Open the doors of the Quran Sharif into our lives. Not for Ramadan, not till the 29th or the 30th, but for life. And how fortunate that when our maut comes, it comes with Quran Sharif on our tongue. Hazrat Maulana Abul Hasan al-Nadawi, when he was on his last day, it was a Jummah, Friday, the last Friday of Ramadan, 27th of Ramadan, it was the 27th also. He had made all his preparations for Jummah, took his bath, changed his clothes, everything. Then he told his Khadim, give me Surah Kahf to read. Friday to read Surah Kahf is Sunnah also. So when they gave him, somehow it happened, it was Yasin Sharif. And he was now at that age also, and it was his last minutes, he didn't realize. He was reading Yasin. And when he came to the word Salamun, Qawlam Mir Rabbir Rahim, Salam, peace upon you. A word from your Rabb who is most merciful. Rabb itself has got so much and Rahim. And on that, his ruh went down. Easily and comfortably, his just ruh went. So Quran on the last moment, if it's on our tongue. But it happens if we were reading the whole life. Tamutun kama tahyun. You will die how you lived your life. وَتُحْشَرُونَ كَمَا تَمُوتُونَ And you will be raised up on the day of Qiyamah, how you had died. If you died in a masjid, mashallah, in sajda, reading Quran Sharif, Maulana Barni, Medina Sharif, Maulana, Ji, Maulana, unki walid. One mala Ashik Ilahi Barni, Rahmatullah Ali. Towards the end, he couldn't sleep, old age, so he was just reading Quran Sharif. So it's common. Wife told him, sleep away, what's wrong with you? Like you're disturbing her also. You're not sleeping. They say, what can I do? Sleep is not coming. So I'm reading Quran Sharif. And he was reading Quran Sharif all the time. And she's being disturbed. Anyway, then when it came Sehri time, it was at night, she went and prepared Sehri as common. The wife goes first to the kitchen. She's preparing everything. And normally then he's making his tahajjud. And then when he's finished, he comes for here for the Sehri. So he's not coming. And wives get more cross now. Things are getting cold now and you're not coming yet. I came, I'm sacrificed. I came early and that. So she went and like shouting and that. In his tajda, he went and meet Allah Ta'ala. So reading Quran Sharif to the end, and in this way we go to Allah. Allah blessed us also. So the Quran Sharif is a great source of the earnings of the Akhirah. And this is it. Our whole life Allah has given us not to accumulate money and wealth and this dunya thing and worse, all the various types of sins we get involved in and all the things of this dunya. No, Allah put us here to prepare for Akhirah. Man ja'ala al-humum hammaw. Allah Ta'ala takes care of all his matters of dunya. We don't have to worry of, we are spoilers, we are breakers, we destroy. Leave it to Allah. Allah will do it much more better than what we can do. We just make our niyat akhirat and Allah will take. Ad-dunya khuliqat lakum wa antum khuliqtum lil-akh. Dunya is created for you. Not that you must work for it. It's meant to come to you. It will fall at your feet. And you are created for the Akhirah. We do our job. The person goes and work. For example, you tell a person, I give you 200 rand, just wash my car. You give him washing, detergent, polish, everything you give him. And you are going to pay him 200 rand. And he brings his car and he washes his car with all your things, what you gave. And when he's finished, he say, boss, 200 rand. You'll kick his hand. What you asking me? I told you to wash my car. Allah told us to make his ibadat. And we are making puja of ourselves. Whole life we are like worshipping ourselves. Our stomachs we are worshipping. Our desires we are fulfill my desires, my eating, my everything, my house must be like that. I want to make myself, my outward body, I want to make my house, my garden I'm worried about, my swimming pool I'm worried, everything, my car must be like that, everything. But what we are created for, that we are not doing. And then very common it is with good people also. They're doing all the wrong things and make dua, Allah give me jannat. You are completely going in the wrong direction and make dua, Allah give me husne khatama. The words are very beautiful, but you are moving in the wrong direction. Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali should give this example. You come to the airport, you want to go to Australia, but the plane has left or the gates are closed, you can't board there, or the plane is full. So you said, okay, I'll take the plane to America. And you tell your friends, you people are going to Jeddah, to Umrah, for Medina Sharif, Makkah Sharif, at Kaaba Sharif, at Mawaja Sharif, at right by the Kaaba Sharif, then make dua, Allah must take me to Australia. But you are going in the plane of America. It doesn't work like that. Allah has made this dunya of means, cause and means. You are going in the, we are doing all the wrong things. The children, the way we dress them, their dressing is completely wrong. And then we're telling, make Allah make him hafiz. But you're putting him completely in the wrong line. And then you say, may Allah must make him a wali, a da'i. But you're putting him in the wrong line. We have to go on the right line. Then you can expect the results to come. One time, one person came to my ustad, Hafiz Muhammad Sallu Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and he told him, this was the days before 94, the days of apartheid, when universities were closed to our people for non-whites. You couldn't attend the universities, etc. I'm sending my daughter to the UK to go and become a doctor. And she's going to be a young girl, 18, 20 years old. She'll have a car of her own. She'll have her own flat. She'll get enough money from home. And the environment there, the freedom. Yeah, under the apartheid law, there were a lot of restrictions. Lot of restrictions which were a blessing in disguise. And which kept our identity for so long. Now in this little while, after the laws and these restrictions are not there, we're losing our identity. We're losing our religion. What speed we are going in the opposite direction. With all that, for 100 years, all our people, they remained intact. By the Apartheid Group Areas Act, all Indians had to live together in an Indian area. In that, we got saved. Now that it's freedom, people are living, going to live. No masjid around. How many don't know it's Ramadan also? Now it's completely different. So I'm sending her there now and in that environment. Please make dua that Allah must protect her. So Hafiz Saab was a great Allah wala. He was a murid of Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. He paused for a minute, a second or two. And then he said, what you are telling me, that you are sending your daughter in the rain. And I must make dua, she mustn't get wet. If she's going in the rain, she has to get wet. And even if you take umbrella, the drops or rain drops will definitely still fall on you. And when the winds are blowing strong, when it's raining and there's a storm, the umbrella also turns upside down. Instead of protecting you, now you're more worried of protecting your umbrella and looking after your umbrella. So with all the fitness at the universities, etc., how are you going to get saved? So we are going in the wrong direction and we want the results of the other direction. Also, as my ustad told, that if a person, he plants weeds and he expects roses to grow, so who can be more stupid than that? In the first place, nobody plants weeds. Weeds grow on their own. And weeds are so strong generally, they overpower the plants. Plants compared to weeds are very weak. And the weeds kill all those plants. You can have the garden that won you a prize of the best garden in your neighborhood. But you don't remove your weeds, it will become a jungle. And it's such a jungle that your wife will also say, we no more have to go to Kruger Park for holiday. Kruger Park is here, right here in our yard. We got Kruger Park here. Just don't remove the weeds. Man, if a person plants weeds and he expects roses to grow, today we are planting weeds in Ramadan we are planting weeds also. Hey, our children, we bring them up like weeds and then we expect them to become roses. It doesn't work like that. We have to work in the correct direction. So anyway, the Quran Sharif Allah has given us, let us fasten it to our bosom. In the sense that we really devote ourselves to the Quran and for life we make this niyat. That Quran Sharif is the kitab that I will not, when I get up, ana al-layl wa ana al-nahar. And the du'as of the Quran Sharif also are so great. Allahumma anis wahshati fi qabri. Oh Allah, make me have company in the Quran. And let me have a wonderful in the qabr. And let me have a wonderful environment there. I'm peaceful, I'm comfortable. Just let us just go through this dua also, which commonly, hopefully, we read. Every time, Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say that the dua of Khatme Quran, which is accepted, is not when we reach Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbin Nas only. That is particular. But every day I read one page, I read my quarter, what my reading is. Duas are accepted at that time. So every time we complete our reading, every day, just as we are closing the Quran Sharif, read the dua also. And read it from with our heart. If our lips also are not moving, better join the lips with the heart. But the main is from the heart. So that as I'm closing the Quran Sharif, thinking of my qabr. And the best companion in the qabr is the Quran Sharif. There can't be a better companion for the Quran, for the qabr, than the Quran Sharif. And this is the opportunity to make the Quran. And even if we became hafiz and we don't make our companion for the qabr, our Quran Sharif. How sad that you had all the opportunity. You are a hafiz and you are not reading in your life. Your Quran Sharif, you put it one side. Allahumma anis wahshati fi qabri. Allahumma arhamni bil Quran al azim. Oh Allah, shower your mercies upon you by the barakat of the Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif is the means by which Allah's rahmat will come in torrents upon us. And we are now talking about the qabr there also. Even in our worldly life, by reading the Quran Sharif, we will see unbelievable. All our problems will just miss us. Our illnesses. Illnesses will just miss us. We won't even know where they passed us. On this side, or they went over our head, or where they went. Financial problems. And problems in the house. Arguments. Fights with the family, etc. Whatever. Just make Quran Sharif. Allah has promised that Allah, the reciter and the carrier of the Quran, Hamilul Quran, Allah protects him. We think the Hafiz looks after the Quran Sharif. Allah looks after the Hafiz. What can we look after? Allah is the one who looks after Quran Sharif. And we look after Quran Sharif outwardly, and we read and fulfill the rights of the Quran Sharif. Allah looks after us. All our, you won't have to worry wherever you go. If you want to travel, there were people we know personally who should go for Hajj without a passport. They just go to the airport and Allah made the arrangement. And Abba, they reached there. And they made their Hajj and everything. And Allah saw to all the things. They go to anywhere. No hotel accommodation. Nobody. Just they come to the airport and somebody is there to pick them up and give them VIP treatment. You just be man kana lillah, kana Allahu lahu. And one of the greatest means for this is the Quran Sharif. Wa'atasimu bihablillah. Hold for i'tisam. The word i'tisam is not just holding on. Very, very firmly. In other words, you are not, just to give you an idea a little bit, one big alim has passed away, much our elder. But alhamdulillah, Allah put in their hearts our love. They had great time and great muhabbat for us. He had become retired, so he went to his daughter's house for some time. So they were going for a picnic on a Sunday. And they were going to the seashore, to the beach. So in the morning they told him, come Baji, we are going now, all are ready. So he said, I have to read my 5 suparas, I can't go. So they say, whole day you got to read. And read it by the beach, the waves are coming, and in that environment you are reading Quran Sharif. He says, I don't leave my house, I don't put one step outside till I haven't read my 5 suparas. Only then do I put my one step out of the house. I have to read my 5 suparas. So that attachment to Quran Sharif, like that devotion to Quran Sharif, whether it is our quarter, whether it is our one supara. There are those girls in Cape Town, 3 sisters, and they read every day. They were reading 5 suparas before Fajr, every day. When afterwards sometime, the brother who narrated to me, I asked him, they're still reading. He said, I just phoned last week, and I asked if they're still managing and they are reading. The father told me, now they are reading 10 suparas every night before Fajr. They're reading 10 suparas. They for our inspiration. Not everyone that is going to be able to read 5 suparas, 10. A very big businessman in Johannesburg, dealing in gold. Very big businessman, very wealthy. Also a hafiz. So I told him, with all your occupation in dunya, how you manage your, you still make your taraweeh? He said, every year my taraweeh is in its place. I read full my 20 rakat. So I said, how do you manage to remember that? He said, very easy. 1 hour before Fajr, my three suparas every day I read. And for a half is to read his three suparas in 1 hour, that's just absolutely normal. Nothing, no big deal for a half. So he said, my 1 hour I devote, and then I carry on with my dunya's work. But Ramzan comes, my tarawih is 100% intact. So Allah give us that devotion. This is all just inspiration for myself, for all of us. So Quran Sharif. And the real point that I wish to make is our biggest earnings that we can make for Akhirah, which are sawabs, the currency of the Akhirah. Quran Sharif is one of the means to earn this great. Let us just complete the translation of the dua. Allahumma anis wahshati fi qabri. Allahumma arhamni bil Quran al-azim. Waj'alhu li imamu wa nuru wa hudan wa rahma. Make the Quran for me my imam. That must be my imam. Everyone has got somebody he's influenced by, his hero in life, who he follows, his model, role model. Make the Quran my role model. And what greater thing? No controversy of the Quran Sharif. Make he the Quran my imam. And when Allah will make, then the real what the Quran actually is, not what this person makes of the Quran or that person, what the Quran is, Allah will make. Imamu wa nur. And my nur of my life, that to have light. With the load shedding, we know, and the lights are gone, is a problem. This is not working. It's dark now. Things are not right now. The nur of my life, while I'm sleeping, the Quran is my nur. Whether it's load shedding, the Quran is my nur all the time. Imamu wa nuru wa hudan. And my guide, that it directs me all the time. Every moment of my life, I need guidance. What must I say now? I need guidance now. What must I be thinking now? I need guidance now. All the time, the Quran, let it be my guiding light. Wahuda wa rahma, and mercy upon mercy, and torrents of mercy by the Quran Sharif. Imamu wahuda wa nura wa rahma. Allahumma zakkirni minhu ma nasit. What I've forgotten of the Quran Sharif, remind me, O Allah. And we all forget all the time. It not may, might be, even some ayats we forget. Many times, mutashabihat we get caught up. Or we just forget, Zuhur. One great Imam, Imam Ismail of Cape Town, great reciter and lover of the Quran. The only South African what we know of who had permission to make imamat in Makkah Sharif. And he was a person of that caliber. He used to make Tarawih in the Kirk Street Masjid in Johannesburg. Whole Quran Sharif, no mistake. Qul huwallah, he got stuck. When a little child will know Qul huwallah. But he got stuck in Qul huwallah. So we don't know where we forget. وَذَكِّرْنِي مِنْهُ مَا نَسِيتْ. And very important, وَعَلِّمْنِي مِنْهُ مَا جَهِلْتْ. What I don't know of the Quran. And a person, no matter how great a hafiz, qari, alim he is of the Quran, mufassir, but still we are jahils of the Quran. What Quran has got to offer, a person who has the slightest insight in Quran, he'll know I'm complete jahil. What treasures the Quran has got. And he's just throwing up its treasures all the time. As one alim, when he was giving a bayan, he says, at the beginning of his bayan, he says, now I will go diving into the sea of the Quran. And let me see what pearls I can bring up and present to you. What the Quran Sharif has got to present, what is the Quran is first, وَذَكِّرْنِي مِنْهُمَا نَسِيتْ وَعَلِّمْنِي مِنْهُمَا جَهِلْ. That is also a thing right till mort. Nobody can exhaust the Quran. The treasures and the riches of the Quran Sharif. وَعَلِّمْنِي مِنْهُمَا وَرْزُقْنِي. This is very important. تِلَاوَتَهُ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ وَآنَاءَ النَّهَارِ. The whole day, the whole night. Beginning part of the day, beginning, end of part of the day. The beginning part of the night, the end part of the night. Quran Sharif, it must become our mission, the Quran Sharif. وَرْزُقْنِي تِلَاوَتُ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ وَآنَاءَ النَّهَارِ. وَجْعَلْهُ لِهُ لَنَا حُجَّةً يَا رَبَّ. And make the Quran a witness, a proof for us. The Quran, حُجَّةٌ لَكَ أَوْ عَلَيْهِ. And if the Quran presents a case against us, and there will be people, Allah save us all, that the Quran is going to lay charges against people in the court of Allah. Who can stand any chance in front of the Quran Sharif with the charges that the Quran? And let us see if we are not guilty. We don't respect the Quran. We don't read the Quran Sharif. We don't follow the teachings of the Quran. In fact, there are so many people who put down the teaching of the Quran, maktabs, madrasas, darulums, and give preference to university education. And make that become alive and push this down. What will be the condition when the Quran will lay charges against such people? Whatever the life of the Quran, we as parents also, if we give preference to the life of the non-believers, the kuffar, the dressing of our children, the upbringing of our children, and we give preference to all the other things, not to the way of the Quran, not the teachings of the Quran, and the Quran lays a charge against us, what will happen? One very great dua, Maulana Shaykhupuri, Maulana Aslam Shaykhupuri, Rahmatullah Alayh. His life he devoted to Quran. And they made him shaheed because of teaching Quran. And while going to give dars of Quran, they made him shaheed. On the Quran he became shaheed. He told, once we were present by our Shaykh, and he told that nowhere for anything else are there so many wastas, so many means that are given for the dua of the Quran Sharif. That if we read our Munajat-e-Maqbool, the Thursday Manzil, the beginning, and the Friday Manzil, the beginning, everything about 1.5, almost 2 pages, all the wasas of all the wahi Allahs, all the Anbiya alayhimus salat, what means, intermediaries are used, and at the end of all this, what is the dua? Allahumma rzuqni al-Qur'an al-Azim. After about 1.5 pages of the biggest intermediaries and wasdas, Allah Ta'ala, Allahumma rzuqni al-Qur'an al-Azim. Oh Allah, make the Qur'an my rosy. And our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair explained that rosy, where the word like also the dua is made, Hazrat explained it in this dua, Allahumma arina al-haq haqqa warzuqna ittiba'a. Give us the rosy of following it. The wafiqna could be used also. Give us tawfiq of following it. But why warzuqna? And if you join it with another hadith, Hazrat used to say that rosy, nobody will die until his rosy is completed. Last drop of water till you did not have, you won't die. Last grain of rice, last granule of sugar, till you don't have it, you won't die. So by warzuqniya, oh Allah, give me the complete everything of the Quran. Make the Quran warzuqniya al-Quran al-Azim. The Quran which is Azim, a great, great kitab. Make it my rosy. Let me get it fully in my life. Warzuqniya al-Quran al-Azim. Watukhallitahu. And mix it up. Watukhallit bi lahmi. With my meat. وَدَّمِي, my blood, وَالسَّمْعِي, my ears, وَبَصَرِي, my eyes, وَتَسْتَعْمِلَ بِهِ جَسَدِي, and use my body for the Qur'an. Every part, my brains must think Qur'an Sharif, my tongue must speak Qur'an Sharif, my ears must hear Qur'an Sharif. Just make it my Qur'an, وَتُخَلِّتُ بِلَحْمِي, وَدَّمِي, وَسَمْعِي, وَبَصَرِي, وَتَسْتَعْمِلَ بِهِ جَسَدِي, بِحَوْلِكَ وَقُوَّتِكَ, فَإِنَّهُ لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِهِ. This is impossible, Allah, only if you do it. And you do it. And you can. And I'm begging you to do. With all this intermediaries, these 3-4 lines, this is what we ask. So what is the position of the Qur'an? And Allahumma ja'ali al-Qur'an rabi'a qulubina. Oh Allah, make the Qur'an Sharif the highlight, the spring, the enjoyment of our hearts. Let us just enjoy Qur'an Sharif. Why is it that a person starts reading, I'm feeling sleepy. He takes his phone 1 hour, no sleep. Not a wink of the eye. But when you're sitting with the Qur'an, now we are feeling sleepy. No, it shouldn't be. Allahumma ja'al al-Qur'an rabi'a qulubina wa nura absarina, the light of our eyes. And the light of our eyes is to see. Like somebody says, this morning I opened two precious gifts, my two eyes. When we wake up in the morning, that the two gifts that we have got, like somebody sent some gifts, two gifts. And what were those gifts? My eyes. And the nur of the eyes that I can see again. But the real seeing of the eyes must be Quran, that we see Quran Sharif. Our life must be the Quran. Allahumma jalil Quran rabi'a qulubina wa nura absarina wa jila'a ahzanina, and the burner of all our worries and sorrows. Nothing. The Quran will wash it away. Just read the Quran Sharif. And even without understanding, the Quran has got that power that it will remove all your sorrows. Drown your sorrows in the Quran Sharif. One lady has just written recently that she says, it's a pity I realize it at this age of my life now. Now when she's so old, she says that when we were young, we had problems with the husband, problems with the in-laws, many problems we had. We drowned all our sorrows in the Quran. Wherever we had, we were brought up like that. Not to run to counselors, not to run to other people, not to fight with the husband, fight with the in-laws. We just drowned our sorrows in the Quran. We just started reading Quran, and Quran drowns all your, removes all your sorrows. Allahumma jal Quran rabi'a qulubina wa nur absar wa jila ahzanina wa zihab humumina, and take away all our worries, wa qaidana wa sa'iqana ila jannatin na'im, and our leader, and from the back also it's pushing us and pulling us from the front also to jannatin na'im, all the enjoy. This is Quran Sharif. This is the month of the Quran, Shahru Ramadan, Alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran, hudan lin-nas, wa bayyinatin min al-huda wal-furqan. Faman shahida minkum ash-shahr falyasum. Keep the rozas of the month. Make the tilawat of the Quran. Connection of Quran with Ramadan is very close. Connection of Quran with a mu'min is before he is born also. One time we were in Durban, and one boy about 8 years old that time, he was sitting on a minbar, and masjid was full. And a lot of ulama, mostly it was ulama huffaz. And he read with confidence, and he read beautifully and correctly also. After that I asked his father, what do you think this great ni'mat Allah has blessed your son with? How did he achieve this? He gave it a little thought, then he told me, when my wife, his mother, was expecting him, she was reading every day 15 suparas Quran Sharif. So when that is done, already before the child is born, then you can get such children. The ulama of Syria, they say, before all this, the Arab Spring and the Scobert, all before that, when there were good days, the pious days of Syria, when parents should bring their little children to the ulama to read for them, tahniq, read, blow on them, they should advise them, tell the mother when she starts cooking, she must read 100 times Durood Sharif and blow in the food. The first ingredient of the pot of food must be Durood Sharif. And they should say, those children will be born, they will become Huffaz, Qurra, Ulama, Atqiya, Asfiya, Mashayikh, great, great people they will be. Barakat of Durood Sharif, barakat of everything we have been given. So much we haven't got time. My lap is too small. Wali of Allah says, oh Allah, your ni'mats are falling, I can't gather them all. So much they are. Really in Ramadan they are falling so much. We have got absolutely no time for anything else. So much so we haven't got time for ourselves. Our sleep we're running short. For anything else we haven't got time. So much of Allah's ni'mat, just to try and gather them all. This is the time, and Quran Sharif is one major part. May Allah make it our to come into our lives, not only for Ramadan, for everyone. There is a turning point in his life. Eh? Sometimes it's your birthday, you think, now I'm going to change my life. The new year, I'm going to change my life. You go for Hajj, I'm going to change my life now. You go Jamaat, I'm going to change my life. Make Ramzan also your great change in your life, and permanent change. And turn now to Allah Ta'ala. And Ramadan, Allah has made, filled everything up. that we can easily turn our direction to Allah and permanently to Allah and become the king of the world. Man kana lillah, kana Allahu lahu. Who becomes Allah, Allah becomes his. One Buzurg was asked that how are you feeling? He says, what are you asking the condition of that person who is controlling the world? That everything in the world is happening according to how he wants. So how can you say this is kufr, is shirk? Allah is controller of the world. Who are you that you could? He says, I've surrendered to Allah. Everything that whatever Allah does, that is what I wish. So what Allah is doing is what I'm wishing. That is what I've surrendered myself. So everything is happening according to my wish. That person, what enjoyment is getting. That whatever it can be happening, that you have surrendered to Allah. And the greatest means to surrender to Allah is the Quran Sharif. Let us dig our feet in the Quran Sharif, so to say. Let us put our heads in the Quran Sharif. Let us make the Quran Sharif our kitab of our life, our dasturul amal, our constitution of our life, the Quran Sharif. And we be guided by it. And the Quran Sharif's miracle is that even without understanding, in fact, we must learn, but even without be able to read, just looking at the words, just passing our fingers on the alphabets and the letters, a person will get the barakat of Quran Sharif. One person, he had saved up money living in the remote areas, 100 rupees, and he thought, let me go to town now, to the city, and see what I can buy with this 100 rupees of mine. Something which will be helpful to us. He came and he found somebody selling the Quran Sharif. He asked, what are you selling? He said, a book of a kitab of Allah's kitab you're selling. What is in there? All the laws. Very great kitab. How much? 100 rupees. He paid him 100. He took the Quran Sharif. He can't read nothing. He's a valija. Far from. He put the Quran on his head. He came home. He told his wife, with 100 rupees we managed to save, I bought the greatest gift, the book of Allah, the kitab of Allah. And he explained what it is. Such a great kitab. Night came, they had to sleep. We can't put this kitab anywhere. It is so great, we have to carry it on our head. Half night he carried on his head, she slept. The other half he slept and she carried on her the whole night. 3 days they did it. Allah Ta'ala did not only teach them to read the Quran, they became jayyid hafiz in 3 days. Allah put it. It's in Allah's hand. A person spends his life and he doesn't become a hafiz. And if Allah wants to, you're a born hafiz. If Allah wants to, in a minute he makes you a hafiz. It is all in Allah. So the respect and honor of the Quran, what won't Allah Ta'ala give? Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.